News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Just coming up to 7:15 here in News Talk Breakfast with Shane Coleman and Paul Williams. Now, the mother of Danielle McLaughlin, a 28-year-old County Donegal woman who was murdered in India last year, says she has received no government support since her daughter's tragic death. Now, joining us is our News Talk reporter, Barry White. Barry, you've been speaking to Danielle's mother, Andrea Branigan, and her sister, Jolene. Just remind us what happened to Danielle first.
Yeah, Paul. Well, the body of Danielle McLaughlin from Buncrana in County Donegal was found stripped and battered in a secluded spot in the holiday destination of Goa in March last year. The 28-year-old had been travelling around India. Now, a local man, 24-year-old Vikat Bhagat, has been charged with the murder of Danielle, and that trial is ongoing in India. And Danielle's mum, Andrea, and her younger sister, Jolene, say seeing the details from the murder trial over the past number of months has been very distressing for them.
My daughter Danielle was in Goa on holidays, and she was out over to learn yoga, to become a yoga teacher, and then come back here for a while, and then go on to Canada to teach it over there herself. And she was out in Holly, and she was murdered.
The trial is ongoing since April. How tough has it been?
It's hard because you feel well alone. You're waiting all of a sudden these emails, and to read them is well distressing, because I'm reading how my daughter was found. The people now that's doing the witnesses at the moment are the people that found my daughter. And that's just a nightmare.
No one really knows just how hard it is until it happens to you. Everything's just different now. The world just isn't the same without Danielle. And I don't think it ever will be, because Danielle just made things better and she was there to talk to, and all of that's gone now.
How much do you miss your sister?
Words can't explain. Every single day you might miss her, like you might even think about her and just not even realize she's gone, and then such a small thing will happen and you'd be like, oh my God, she's gone, and then it'll just be like day one happened again.
Barry, just perplexed by this, what help could the family have received from the government in the past 18 months?
Well, Andrea and Jolene say they've received next to no help in the past 18 months. And Paul, it seems the fact that Danielle McLaughlin had an Irish passport and a British passport is the reason for this. Before she travelled to India, Danielle had been living in Liverpool. She went to university there, and then after she graduated, she stayed in Liverpool for a few years. And then she travelled to India on a British passport. And her mother, Andrea, and sister Jolene say because of this, they have got no assistance.
I get the consulate on phone every so often, every few months. They ask about how the development's on the case. But that's it. Everything I've asked them for to do has never been done.
Every single time we've like tried to like get some help, we literally have been begging for it, and it's just not happening. Like, where do we go from here? It was just awful. We feel abandoned by our government when we really shouldn't feel this way. We should be getting the help that we need.
Barry, Danielle's mother, Andrea, she wrote a letter to the government requesting a meeting with Leo Varadkar to discuss how families could be better supported when a loved one dies abroad. Tell us about the response she got to that.
Yeah, Danielle's mother received an email from the Taoiseach's office telling her that a meeting with Leo Varadkar would not be worthwhile as her daughter was not an Irish citizen. This is even though Danielle McLaughlin had lived most of her life in Buncrana in County Donegal. Now, since that initial email, the departments of the Taoiseach have told me that they incorrectly concluded that Miss McLaughlin was a British citizen. They say the fact that Danielle travelled on a British passport led officials to believe that Danielle was in fact a British citizen when she wasn't. And the department now say they sincerely regret the misunderstanding that arose in this case. Now, Leo Varadkar is in County Donegal tomorrow. He's actually in Buncrana to open Cockhill Bridge, and he says he will now meet with Andrea Branigan. And she told me that she now wants an apology during this meeting.
She was here since she was 2 weeks old. She was christened here. She voted in all elections here. She was an Irish citizen. I'm hurt. I'm hurt for Danielle. I'm hurt that they're taking her heritage away. The fact that she is an Irish person.
Do you feel like Danielle and you and your family have almost been disowned by the Irish government.
I feel we've been left just to deal with us all on our own. Every door we go to, the door gets closed. We go to the UK MPs, they say she's Irish. We go to the Irish ones, TDs, and they say she's English. Where do I go?
The Taoiseach has agreed to meet you now this week.
He's agreed to meet me on Tuesday evening. I'm not sure of the whereabouts yet. And I just want that there should be more support for families that lose somebody abroad, no matter what the circumstances are.
Do you want an apology from Leo Varadkar when you meet him?
It's more than an apology I need now. I want them to acknowledge that my daughter's an Irish citizen.
Well, I'd say that would be central to any apology. They must, if they're apologising at all, they would have to acknowledge she was an Irish citizen, won't they?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. With the email, they say they regret what was in the email and they regret that they made the mistake that they didn't consider Danielle an Irish citizen. Mm. But would it not have just been easier just to apologise in that email instead of all called, this coming
they're,
out?
They're called civil servants, Barry. They're called civil servants. They write a different kind of language and a different kind of way to think differently to the rest of us. Barry White, News Talk reporter, thanks very much for that.
Okay, loads of texts coming in already about the idea of exempting pensioners from property tax. A listener says, as a pensioner with a modest pension, while I agree pensioners should not be exempt from property tax, I'm sick to death of the media saying the middle earners are funding the pensioners. I'm funding my own pension. I've worked all my life and paid taxes all my life and I'm still paying taxes. Thank you. Absolutely fair point. I wasn't suggesting they're funding your pension. I'm saying middle earners are funding all the services that are available in the country. Gary says, at last, everyone should pay tax. Stop taking people out of the tax net. We should all be contributing to the tax take. Okay, coming up next, all the sport, including Rebel Yell. Kilkenny suffer heartbreak for the second year running against Cork. And not so serene. Williams throws a wobbler in New York.